现在我们一起唱诗歌本34首，耶稣耶稣我的性命。34首，
Thank you. 我们在今天的下午爱耶稣。
We want to be more in love with Jesus when the conference is over than when we came.
我们要在离开之前更爱耶稣，在这个前真的爱他。
You know that Jesus has waited for you. 耶稣一直
等你。
We face waiting on him. 小时候我们认为我们，but he has been waiting for us. 是他一直在等我。We wanted to do our thing.
他要来。
耶稣。So he brought us all together.
所以
带我们一起来。So he made this through his love to us.
用他的爱，细细的在我们的耳朵说。然后我们来到他的面前，感
谢。
喂 ，Hello。听得到吗？我们刚刚结束。
We just came from a special meeting in Zhongli.
在中立结束一个很特别的会。
And Jesus was so real to us.
耶稣好真实来到我们当中。
His presence was so wonderful.
他的同在是那么的好。
And we're expecting better things.
我们在这里期待更多。
More glorious.
更多的荣耀。
But today the Lord put on my heart that we should look at loving Him.
所以今天神耶稣在我的心放着就是来爱他。
We've been learning much about waiting on the Lord.
我们之前有学很多啊，怎么等待、等候、仰望他。
And an easy way to come into that life of waiting on the Lord.
有一个比较容易的方式来到安静等候他的这样子的生活方式。
Is to fall in love with Jesus.
就是深深地爱着他。
We're all capable of loving.
我们都可以爱。
Remember, God Himself is love.
记得神就是爱。
And when He fills us with His Spirit, He fills us with His love.
让他的灵充满我们，他就是充满他。
Because He is love.
因为他就是爱。
Hallelujah. God's great call
神很大的呼召
is for fellowship.
就是来跟我们一起团契。
When he made Adam, he wanted to have fellowship with him.
当他创造亚当，就是为了要跟他有团契。
One day God came looking for Adam.
有一天神在寻找亚当。
He couldn't find him. He said, "Where are you, Adam?"
他不能找到他。他说：“亚当，你在哪里？”
I want to be with you.
我要跟你在一起。
I want to walk with you.
我要跟你一起行走。
In this beautiful garden I made for you.
在这个美丽的花园，美丽的伊甸园。
But Adam was hiding.
可是亚当那时候躲着他。
Because of sin.
因为他犯了罪。
And then God found a man named Enoch. Enoch.
哦，然后神又找到一个就是以诺。
Enoch walked with God.
以诺与神同行。
He had fellowship with him.
他跟神在一起团契。
And one day God said to Enoch.
有一天神对以诺说。
This is Martha amplified.
他自己把他夸大。
We're closer to my house than yours, so let's go home.
那以诺，我们现在离我家很近了，走吧，我们回去吧。
And Enoch was translated.
所以以诺呢就被接到天了。
God took him to be with him.
因为神呢把他直接带走了。
But all through the Old Testament, we read of God's desire to dwell among His people.
所以在旧约里面，我们读到很多神的渴望，就是要来跟他的百姓同住。
He told Moses, "Build a tabernacle."
他告诉摩西说，你要去制造这个会帐。
Because I want to dwell among my people.
因为我想要跟我的百姓住在一起。
And when they built the tabernacle,
所以当他们建造这个会幕
it was filled with the glory of God.
充满了神的荣耀。
Every part of it was filled with His glory. 每一个部
分都充满了他的荣耀。
And the glory was so great they could hardly enter the door.
所以那个荣耀这么大，他们要进那个门都很困难。
God was manifesting His presence.
因为神彰显出他的荣耀的同在。
To His people.
在他的百姓当中。
But that wasn't enough for God to be satisfied with.
可是神还是不满足。
He sent His Son.
他就派他的儿子。
Because He wanted to dwell within us.
因为他其实是真正想要住在你我们的里面。
Not only have fellowship.
不是只是要团契。
On the outside.
在外面跟我们团契。
But He said, I want to come in on the inside.
我甚至要进入更深的在你的里面去。
He promises through His prophet Ezekiel.
在以西结他有应许。
He said, I will give them a new heart.
我要给他们一颗新的心。
I'll put my spirit within them.
我要将我的灵放在他们里面。
I want to dwell on the inside.
我要住在他们里面。
But we become very occupied with what's going on the outside.
可是我们通常开始注意非常忙碌于外面的事情。
Even neglecting.
甚至忽略了。
That fellowship with the Lord Jesus.
忽略了跟他团契的时间。
You well know the story, Pastor Cho reminded us today about being a Mary.
那刚才那个早上，周牧师也有谈到那个玛丽的故事，玛利亚的故事。
There are these two sisters, Mary and Martha.
玛丽跟马大，玛利亚跟马大。
My roommate is Mary.
他的室友叫做 玛利亚。
那
他就是马大。
I also have a sister, Mary.
他也有一个妹妹叫做。
So I've heard this story all my life.
所以他的生命就是这个故事。
But it's also true.
这个就是这么真实。
That we become busy working for God.
因为我们都很忙碌的为神工作，为神做事。
There's much to do in the church.
很多事情在教会我们需要去做。
And we saw this morning we have many pastors here.
我们有看到许多的牧长传道在这里。
They know how busy life can be.
他们知道他们的生活有多忙。
But first of all, we need to sit at the feet of Jesus.
可是最重要的，我们要坐在耶稣的脚前。
It's so important that we have this relationship with Him.
是如此的重要，我们有这样子跟他亲密的关系是如此的重要。
That we quiet our hearts in His presence.
就是我们安静我们的心在他的面前。
We begin our day in fellowship with Him.
在我们一天的开始，我们就跟他这样子的团契。
And when we go out to work for Him,
当我们出去为他工作的时候
our work will be more profitable.
我们的工作会得到更大的效益。
The Lord Jesus gives us this example Himself.
耶稣他自己有这样子的一个举例。
We read in the Gospels that He was always going apart.
我们有看到福音书里面，耶稣常常离开人群。
He didn't just start healing the sick.
他不是一开始就在那边医治祷告。
Or raising the dead.
或者是来使人复活。
Or doing many mighty miracles.
或是一开始就做很多神迹奇事。
No, he said.
不是。
I'm going off to this mountain.
他说，我要去那个山上。
To be alone with my father.
我要自己跟神，我的天父在一起。
I want to have fellowship with my father.
我要跟我的父有关有连结有交通。
I want to be joined to him.
我要跟他连在一起。
So that the work that I do, he said, is not my work, but my father's.
所以他说我做的不是我的工，乃是父叫我做的。
He even said the words that he spoke were not his words, but his father's.
他甚至说我所说的不是我自己的，乃是父叫我这样说的。
He was giving us a lesson.
他在教导我们一个功课。
The priority
就是第一个要件
is to have fellowship
是要与他建立这样子亲密的关系，这么亲密的团契
to be connected to the vine
就是跟葡萄树连起来
that we are the branches
我们是葡萄枝
but he is the vine
他是葡萄树
if we want our work to be fruitful
如果我们要我们的工作得到结果子
if we want it to be lasting
我们要这个果子可以长存
if we want it to be pleasing to our father
如果我们要使他可以喜悦
then we must be joined to him
那我们 就应当跟他连结在一起。
In fellowship with him,
跟他在一起团契亲密的交通。
Waiting in his presence,
在他的面前等候仰望。
Even in the Old Testament, Moses waited in the presence of the Lord.
甚至在旧约我们看见摩西就是这样子的一个人。
And the glory of the Lord filled the whole tabernacle.
然后神的荣耀就充满了这个会幕。
Moses got up and left the tabernacle.
摩西出去这个会幕。
But Joshua stayed behind.
耶稣亚在他里在后面跟着。
And later on, we learn that Joshua was the leader.
然后我们看到耶稣亚又就成为下一个领袖。
But Joshua didn't want to leave the presence of the Lord.
因为耶稣亚不愿意离开那个会幕。
That's where God was preparing him for further ministry.
那时候就是神在预备耶稣亚进入更大的一个服事。
Often our Christian work is very feeble.
通常我们的这些工作非常的忙。
We often become exhausted.
我们非常的忙，然后非常的疲累。
And some ministries even have breakdowns.
有时候就是这样子崩溃了。
They're stressed out.
然后压力过大。
They haven't learned the secret.
因为我们还没有学习到这个秘诀。
The secret Jesus taught.
就是耶稣他自己教导的这个秘诀。
The secret Jesus lived.
这个耶稣自己活出来的这个秘诀。
He was constantly getting alone with his father.
因为他不时无刻的、无时无刻的跟他的父在一起。
Let his father fill him with his directions.
让他的父呢，常常浇灌他的指示在他的里面。
Let him speak to his spirit.
让他的灵透过他说出来。
Let him refresh him.
然后给他更新的力量。
Renew him.
更新他。
The night before he chose his 12 disciples,
在他选择十二个门徒的前这个晚上，前天晚上
，we read that he spent the whole night in prayer.
我们有读到他整个晚上都在跟他的父祷告。
He wanted his father's will.
他要他父的旨意。
So he's calling us to.
所以他也是呼召我们如此来做。
To come back to fellowship with him.
再一次回到他的里面，跟他在一起团契。
If we think we're busy before ministry,
如果我们觉得我们很忙，因为我们忙于服事。
That is nothing like busy after ministry.
然后服事之后更会更忙。
We're busy day and night.
我们白天也忙，晚上也忙。
About 20 years ago, I was in Canada.
在二十年前，我本人在加拿大。
Working in a gospel church.
他在一个福音派的教会工作。
Very active church.
非常的活跃的一个教会。
They had morning prayers every day.
他们有早祷会。
And they had evening meeting Wednesday.
还有那个晚上的会。
We did visitation in the afternoon.
还有下午的探访。
And we also had a coffee house on Saturday night.
他有一个咖啡厅的一个服事在礼拜六。
Much personal worker.
还有很多很多个人的服事。
I became very weary.
他呢就变成非常的疲累。
And the Lord began to deal with me.
所以神呢开始来帮助我。
That he wanted me more than he wanted my work.
因为神告诉我，他要我胜过要我的这些工作。
God cares more about who we are.
因为神在乎我们是他的是谁。
Than what we do for him.
多大过于我们为他所做的一切。
Well, some people think this is impractical.
有人说这样子太不实际了。
There's work to be done.
还有很多事需要被做啊。
We have to work hard.
我们一定要更努力一点啊。
We need to visit the sick.
我们要去帮助这些病人啊。
We need to preach the gospel.
我们要去传福音啊。
We must look at our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要对主呼求。
And see what emphasis he put on fellowship with his father.
因为他是如此的看重他与他父之间的连结。
And also,How he was renewed.
然后他是如何的被更新
？In his strength.
在他的力量上。
I've been reading this weekend. We had the weekend off.
我在这个周末一直在读。
My little. Well, I was just reading it for my own pleasure, not because I was coming here.
这是我自己为我自己的享受在读的。
It's called union and communion.
这个就是联合跟沟通跟交通。
It's a commentary on Song of Solomon.
这是在写这个雅歌书的一个注解。
It's all about that wonderful fellowship between the Lord Jesus and His bride.
这是都是有关于耶稣基督跟他的心腹之间的事。
It thrilled my heart again. I read it 20 years ago. It's still thrilling my heart.
他在20年前读过，现在他又在读，又开始了，充满他的心。
It's written by someone who was a lover of Jesus.
这是一个耶稣的爱人所写的。
Who couldn't live without fellowship with Jesus?
这个人呢，不能够活下去，如果没有耶稣的话。
He was so fascinated.
他太非常的投入着迷。
With waiting on the Lord.
在等候仰望神。
And the blessing it was being in the presence of the Lord.
然后祝福就是在那神的同在中得祝福。
You say, well, that's very impractical.
他说你会说这样有点不太实际啊。
You want to know who wrote it?
你知道是谁写的吗？
Maybe some of you know Hudson Taylor.
他是戴德森吗？
Hudson Taylor.
Hudson Taylor, 戴德森。
The missionary to China.
就是在去中国大陆宣教的。
He founded the China Inland Mission.
他就是建立这个中国教会整个的这个很重要的福音工。
Some 150 outreaches.
很多很多的外展，很多的宣教，就是。
He was a lover of Jesus.
他也是一个对耶稣的一个热爱者，疯狂的爱人。
He was able to be both Mary and Martha.
他同时可以成为玛利亚跟马大。
He had that intimate fellowship with Jesus.
因为他跟耶稣有亲密的关系。
So it does not hinder us from being practical.
所以这不会造成我们的困扰。
But it's absolutely necessary.
反而是一定必要的。
If we're going to do God's work.
如果你要为神做工。
In God's way.
要使用他的方法。
Hudson Taylor was a very busy man.
这个戴德森他是非常的忙碌的人啊。
But he said, I can't go through the day without being first alone with the Lord Jesus.
他说我不能够开始我的一天，如果我没有一起先跟神在一起。
I must wait in His presence.
我一定要在他的面前等候仰望他。
I must find Him.
我要找到他。
Or I have nothing to give the people.
不然我就没有办法给予任何一个人。
I must become his friend.
我必须要成为他的朋友。
And have fellowship with him.
然后跟他交通团契。
So if anybody tells you waiting on the Lord is wasting time.
所以如果有人告诉你仰望神等候他是一个浪费时间。
They're mistaken.
他们实在错了。
It was a great benefit to our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这对耶稣基督就非常重要。
It was a great benefit to many great leaders.
也对很多我们基督教的领袖非常重要的。
Including this missionary to China.
甚至戴德森这样子的一个宣教的人。
So let us come into this practice of waiting in the presence of the Lord.
所以我们一定要进入在这里，仰望神，等候他。
Learning to have him be our priority.
让他成我们一个第一个的最重要的要件。
Our fellowship with him.
就是在他里面。跟他交通。
There's a verse in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18.
以赛亚书三十章第十八节。
This is in the Old Testament.
这是在旧约。
Isaiah the prophet, chapter 30, verse 18.
在以赛亚书三十章十八节说。
He's saying, "Happy."
他说有福的。
Are all they that wait for him?
就是等候他的人。
Isn't that wonderful? We become happy as we wait for him.
我们可以成为喜乐的、快乐的、有福的，就是仰望等候他。
He fills us with joy.
他会浇灌我们他的喜乐。
And then, if we turn to Paul's writings in Corinthians,
在哥林多书保罗所写的
Second Corinthians,
在哥林多后书
3:18,
第三章十八节，我们就
Paul's writing to the church.
保罗对教会这样写，我们众众 众人脸上的帕子既然已经揭开，反映主的荣光，就变成主那样的形象，大有荣光。这是主所做成的，就是那灵，他就是那灵。
But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
所以刚才我念。
That's what happens when we're waiting on the Lord.
这就是当我们去等候、仰望神会发生的事情。
We're changed.
我们会被改变。
We come before Jesus very weary.
我们可能在来到他之前非常的疲惫。
Sometimes frustrated.
有时候很挫折。
Upset.
很生气。
Many problems.
很多的问题。
Many burdens.
很多的重担。
And we get quiet in His presence.
然后我们来到他的里面得安静。
We look at Him.
我们看着他。
And we worship Him.
我们敬拜他。
And love him.
然后爱他。
And maybe it's only 5 minutes.
可能只有短短的五分钟。
And we are changed.
我们就改变了。
The burdens are lifted.
这个重担就离开了。
The frustration is gone.
这个挫折就走了。
We've looked at him.
我们看到他。
And he has answered all our problems.
他就回答了我们的问题。
He's given us rest.
他给我们安息。
And peace.
还有平安。
And great joy.
还有喜乐。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love to have Jesus change me.
我实在太爱耶稣来改变我。
And here's the promise that He changes us from glory to glory.
这是他的应许，使我们可以荣上加荣。
It's by His Spirit.
是借着他的灵。
Hallelujah. So God's great call.
神呼召我们。
Is for fellowship.
是要来跟他团契。
We were made for that purpose.
我们是这样被造的。
To be His.
是完全要归属于他的。
And Jesus is looking for lovers.
所以耶稣基督在寻找爱人。
He's looking for a lover.
他在寻找他爱人。
Here's this great missionary. Hudson Taylor.
在这里我们看见戴德森这样子一个美好的宣教。
He became first a lover of Jesus.
他先开始是成为耶稣的爱人。
This December I read his life story.
这个十二月我读到他的生命的故事。
He was from England.
他是从英国来的。
And God called him a young teenager to go to China.
他是一个很年轻的青少年去到。神呼召他到中国大陆。
He studied some medicine so he could be prepared.
他本来要当一个医生去读医学院。
He went out by faith, trusting the Lord.
可是他就是去出去的，走出去的，靠着他的信心。
But he fell in love with a young girl in London, England.
可是他爱上了一个女孩子，在伦敦爱上了一个女孩子。
She was a good friend of his sister.
她是一个他姐姐的好朋友。
But she said, "I can't go to China."
可是这个女的说，我不能跟你去中国大陆。
Can't you serve God here?
你为什么不能在英国服侍神就好了？
And his heart was broken.
所以他的心就碎了。
He wanted to go so much to serve Jesus in China.
因为他是如此的想要为耶稣到中国大陆去。
But he loved the girl too.
可是他也爱这个女孩子。
She was a beautiful Christian girl.
她是一个很棒的、很美的基督徒的女孩子。
But she said, "I can't go there."
可是这个女的说不，我不行，我不能跟你去。
So he had to turn.
所以她需要转向。
And leave her behind.
她需要把她好像抛下来。
And at that time in his life,
在这个时候她的生命。
He found Jesus to be a precious lover of his soul.
他找到耶稣成为他灵魂的挚爱。
Jesus revealed himself to him.
因为耶稣他自己显现给他看。
As the bridegroom.
他是他的新郎。
And he fell in love with him.
所以他就深深地爱上他。
Later on in his life, God brought him a wife.
到他的生命之后，神又预备了一个太太给他。
He was already in China for several years.
这个女的已经在中国大陆有一些时间。
And there was an English orphan girl there.
然后他有看到一个孤儿。
Teaching in the school.
在那边教学教学。
And she loved Jesus as much as he did.
然后这个他也是非常的热爱的耶稣。
So he brought them together.
所以神就把他们两个配在一起。
But during the time when his heart was broken.
所以当他的心碎的那段时间。
When he found Jesus to comfort him.
他就是找到耶稣来安慰到他。
That's when he wrote this little book.
就是当他。这个时候他就写下了这一本书
About union with God
就是 union with God 就是与神联合
Communion with God
然后跟神交通
Coming into fellowship with him
在神的里面跟他交通
Well, Jesus is still looking for lovers
所以耶稣仍然在寻找爱人
He has many workers
他有许多的工人
Many missionaries
很多的宣教士
Many preachers,
很多的 传教士
many teachers,
很多的老师教师
but he has a few lovers.
可是他却有很少的爱人
He wants a bride.
他希望有一个新娘很多的新娘
The church is his bride.
所以教会就是他的心腹
You are called to be his bride.
你被呼召来当他的新娘
Now what does a bride do?
新娘做什么
She is in love.
她就是爱，被爱。
She wants to be with the bridegroom.
然后她极度的渴望与她的良人在一起。
She's happy to hear his voice.
她很高兴可以听见他的声音。
Nothing else is so wonderful as being with him.
她没有，再也没有任何事比这个更美好，就是跟她的良人在一起。
And she desires to be alone with him.
她多么渴慕跟他单独的会面。
Just to look at him.
就是只是看着他。
And to love him.
就是爱他。
She's not happy.
她不是很快乐。
To be with him in a crowd.
不是在那个人群中、哦、跟他才会快乐。
She wants him all for herself.
她好像想要单单的占有他。
And he feels the same way.
然后耶稣基督也是同样如此感觉。
You know, when people fall in love, they find a way to get alone.
你知道，当人们爱上彼此的时候，他们就会想尽办法要来单独会面。
Nothing makes them happier.
没有，再也没有比这个更美好的事。
And if you listen to that girl talk,
如果你听那个女的在说
，All she can talk about is him.
这个女的一直不断的在讲着她的爱人。
In one sentence, she mentions him three times.
可能一句可以讲三次，三个，三次。
That's what happens when we fall in love with Jesus.
所以，如果当我们深深爱上耶稣，这也是会发生在我们生命上的。
It's wonderful to worship him in a conference.
好，在这个大会当中，很多人当中去敬拜他是非常好。
But she desires even more to be alone with him.
可是他又更渴慕的跟我们单独的在一起。
To look into his face.
去让我们单单的看见他的脸。
To have him whisper his love to her.
就是让他轻轻的在我们耳边说话。
And warm her heart with his love.
然后用他的爱来使我们的心得温暖。
But our bridegroom,
所以我们的新郎
has the power to change us.
有一个能力可以来改变我们。
And the bride becomes like the bridegroom.
所以这个新妇会越来越像她的新郎。
He wants to unite her to himself.
他要跟他一起联合在一起。
He wants to change her.
他要改变她。
When we were in Zhongli,
我们在中立的时候。
We studied about humility.
我们有读到，我们学到那个谦卑。
But today I felt the Lord wants us to speak about the joy.
可是我感觉到耶稣要我们讲喜乐。
Of loving Jesus.
就是爱上耶稣的那种喜乐。
This is a shortcut.
这是一个啊，那个什么捷径。
To coming down at his feet.
在他的脚前。
To bowing at the feet of Jesus.
要跪拜在他的面前。
And this is really the way that he changes us.
这是他改变我们的一个方式。
We behold his glory.
我们看瞻仰他的荣美。
And we're changed.
然后我们就被改变了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians 3:19.
在以弗所书3:19节。
Paul is writing to that church in Ephesus.
保罗在这边对教会说。
Oh, it's a wonderful prayer.
这是一个很美的一个祷告。
In verse 19,
在十九节
of chapter 3,
第三章
to know the love of Christ,
并且知道他的爱是超过人所能理解的
which passes knowledge,
使你们被充满得着神的一切丰盛，超过你的理解。
I find the Chinese are very studious.
我们中国人非常的勤奋。
They're good students.
他们都是我们都是一个很好的学生。
But here's something better than knowledge.
这里有比知识更美好的东西。
Remember, we read it in Corinthians. It's knowledge sometimes puffs us up.
我们在哥林多有读到，有时候知识会自高。
Even sometimes spiritual knowledge.
有时候属灵的知识使我们自高。
Where we think we know more than other people.
我们常常说，以为我们自己比别人懂得多。
And we rise up in our pride.
所以我们就在那里高举了我们自己。
Spiritual pride.
这就是属灵的骄傲。
Just because we hear wonderful things at the conference.
哦，就是不是说我们到一个特会呢，得到了很多新的资讯。
That's not enough.
这不是不够的。
The Holy Spirit must work these truths into our life.
圣灵必须将这个真理融进我们生命里面。
We need Jesus to change us.
我们需要耶稣来改变我们。
We need more than knowledge.
我们需要不只是知识，超过知识的。
Paul's telling us there's something more than knowledge.
保罗说，这里有一个东西比知识还重要。
That's to know the love of Christ.
就是去认识耶稣基督的爱。
That you might be filled.
所以你可以被充满。
With all the fullness of God.
充满得着神一切的丰盛。
We must come.
我们必须来。
As children.
好像小孩子。
We must be little children.
我们必须像一个小孩子。
You know how loving children are.
你知道小孩有多么的可爱。
We must offer Jesus our heart.
我们要将我们的心献上给耶稣。
Let His Holy Spirit move upon us.
让他的圣灵在我们的里面运行。
As we learn to wait in His presence.
当我们在仰望等候他。
We just come as a child.
我们就是来到他面前，像一个孩子。
Offer ourselves to Him.
就是把我们自己单单的呈现在他的面前。
And we worship Him.
然后我们敬拜他。
And we tell Him how much we love Him.
我们告诉他我们有多爱他。
And you'll be surprised how all our questions will be answered.
然后你会很惊奇的知道说，哈，你的很多的问题就被解答了。
In His presence.
在他的同在。
When the Queen of Sheba came to see Solomon.
当那个别示巴女王来见所罗门王。
She had so many questions.
她有很多的问题。
She wanted to know what he was really like. She'd heard about him.
她有听很多所罗门王的事，她想要知道他。
But when she saw the king,
当她看见这个王，
all her questions were answered.
她的问题就被解答了。
That's the benefit of being in the presence of the king.
这就是在国王面前的同在。会得来的一个效益。
As we wait upon the king,
就是在王的面前我们等待仰望。
He makes a change.
他改变我们。
He answers our questions.
然后解答了我们的问题。
There's one more verse I want to leave with you from the Old Testament.
在旧约我要读一个经节。
It's from the prophet Hosea.
在何阿西书。何西阿书。何西阿书。
Chapter 2,
在第二章
And I will betroth thee unto me forever.
在第十九节，他说：“我必聘你，永远归我。”
Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness.
以公义正直。
In judgment.
忠信和怜悯。
In loving kindness.
聘你归我。
And in mercies.
怜悯。
And verse 20, I will even betroth thee unto me.
我必以信实聘你归我。
Faithfulness.
这样我就你就必认识耶和华。
And thou shalt know the Lord.
这样你就必认识耶和华。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is a beautiful story of God's desire to be our husband.
这是一个美丽的故事，因为神想要成为人的。
Remember, Jesus said the greatest commandment is to love the Lord our God.
记得耶稣说，第一个诫命就是尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的上帝。
With all our heart, our soul,
全心全意
our mind,
尽心尽性尽意
and love our neighbor as ourselves.
然后再爱我们的邻舍如同自己。
The love way is the quick way into the heart of God.
用爱的这个方式就是一个最快可以达到进入神的心的一个方式。
Time is short.
时间是短的。
The Holy Spirit is drawing His church.
所以圣灵在吸引众教会。
The Holy Spirit wants to present a bride.
这个圣灵要来呈现一个心腹。
She's to be without spot or wrinkle.
她是一个没有皱纹的。
She's to be like Jesus.
她这个心腹是很像耶稣的。
So he's working on his church to get them ready.
所以圣灵一直在这众教会工作，要使教会预备。
Every time we spend time alone with Jesus,
每当我们与耶稣单独在一起
，loving him，
就是单单的爱着他
，looking at him，
就是看着他
，beholding him，
就是仰望他。
He's changing us.
他就这样改变了我们。
He's getting us ready for the marriage.
他就是在预备我们来赴他的婚宴。
And he will take care of our ministry.
他会来照顾我们的事工。
I told you 20 years ago I worked in that church in Canada.
在20年前，我刚才说我在加拿大做这些事工。
One day Jesus asked me, "Do you love me?"
耶稣就问他说：“你爱我吗？”
More than the ministry.
甚至超过这些服事吗？
And the Lord worked through circumstances.
所以神就呢安排了许多的事情。
But for 3 years, I had to lay down the ministry.
在三年之内，我必须放下一切所有的服事啊。
My name is Martha.
我的名字叫马大。
I like to do things.
我真的是爱做事啊。
I like to help people.
我很喜欢帮助别人。
I like to take care of the.
我喜欢关心啊医院的病人。
I'm a personal worker.
我也是一个啊一对一的服务者。
But Jesus stopped me.
可是耶稣使我停止。
And he put me aside for 3 years.
他就把我带离开三年之中。
And I sat in the pew.
我就是坐在那里。
Instead of on the platform.
我们不再坐在那个台上的。
I said, if you can preach it from the platform, you ought to be able to live it in the pew.
你如果能够站在台上讲道，你也可以在台下跟耶稣在一起。
And the Lord gave me opportunity to prove to Him.
所以神使我有机会可以去证明
that I loved Him more.
我爱他比较多。
I loved Him more.
比我的事工多。
You see, He's very jealous.
他非常的嫉妒。
And even our ministry can steal his place.
因为我们的事工会偷了我们在他面前的那个位置。
He desires a bride.
因为他想要一个心腹。
Who has eyes just for him.
就是可以眼睛单单看着他的。
Wants to just be his.
就是完全要属于他的。
And do his will.
就是做他的意愿的。
And then he set me.To another ministry where I worked for 10 years.
所以他就派我到另外一个事工，我在那边待了十年。
And then he even brought me to Taiwan.
然后就来把我甚至现在带到台湾来。
But it didn't mean the same.
可是不再一样。
Because that little song we sang at the beginning kept ringing in my heart. Your smile is my reward.
因为就是像刚才我们找。刚才唱的那一首歌的那个歌词，你的微笑是我的喜乐的泉源。
I had opportunity last year to serve in Dallas, Texas.
那去年我有一个机会可以在达拉斯那边服务。
Some of you were there.
你们有在那边？有一些人。
We had a conference.
他有一个特会。
There were some 40 that came from Malaysia, Taiwan.
有40多位从台湾、马来西亚来的。
Our sister. And I was very busy.
他呢，非常的忙。
But later, after conference all over,
当这个特会结束之后呢,
and I was in a ladies' retreat,
她呢去到一个啊妇女的啊灵修会退休会
in Virginia,
在那个维吉尼亚州。
I sat down in the meeting.
我在那个会当中。
I said, Jesus, I'm just here for you.
耶稣，我就是来为着你而来。
And you know, he spoke into my heart that he was pleased.
他呢就对我的心说话，他说他非常的满意。
Those are wonderful words to hear.
这些都是很美好的，我们需要听到的话。
That meant more than all the work in.At the conference.
哦，这句话呢，实在胜过了这些我在特会所听到的任何一切的话。
Like our song says, His smile is our reward.
他的就像我们 的歌说的，他的微笑就是我们的奖赏。
It doesn't matter how much we're doing for Him.
啊，不是说我们有多么做多么多的事为着他做。
Are we putting Him first?
我们是不是将他摆在我们的面前为第一位
？Is He the lover of our soul?
他是否是我们灵魂最爱的那一位
？Do we sneak away to be with Him?
是否我们会很想偷溜跟他单独在一起
？Do we want to just love Him?
我们就想要去爱他。
Spend time with him.
就是跟他花时间在一起。
Then he is satisfied.
然后他就很满意，很满足。
And when he is satisfied,
所以当他很满足的时候
we find we are fully satisfied.
我们也一定会很满足。
He's so precious.
因为他是如此的珍贵。
We're going to be learning more during the week of how he sets us free from things that hinder us in this lovership.
我们在这几周当中、mm-hmm. 我们会学到、啊、来铲除什么事情来阻碍我们没有办法亲近他的。
But today, I believe the Lord wants to woo our hearts.
今天我相信主耶稣想要 来吸引我们的心。
He wants to whisper in our hearts.
他想要来对我们的心轻声细语的说话。
That he misses us.
因为他很想念我们。
That he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
That he wants us to draw near to him.
他要吸引我们来到他的面前。
He wants to be very close.
他想要跟我们非常的靠近。
Shall we obey?
所以我们是否要来顺服他呢?
Shall we not come closer?
是否我们要就靠近他呢?
Let's draw near.
所以让我们来靠近他吧。
Sometimes I need to stop reading the Bible in order to preach a sermon.
所以有时候我需要呢停止读我的圣经，所以我才可以来讲道。
And read the Bible to see what the lover of your soul is saying to me.
我在读圣经，我要知道说你的爱对我的灵魂在说什么。
Amen.
Amen.
Our sister Chiffon has.Word the Lord's given her. Will you come and share?
来分享。
Hallelujah.
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 刚才玛莎谈到爱耶稣是一条捷径让我们来进入耶稣的心意里这也是一条捷径和一条唯一的道路让我们可以进入安静等候神这条蒙福的道路我们现在来看看刚才玛莎还提到我们都有一些拦阻我们花时间来爱耶稣或者觉得坐在那里是一种浪费时间或者我们有很多的理由会让我们去做很多的事情以至于我们剩下没有多少时间也没有多少心情来爱耶稣了现在我们来看一节经文就是在列王记上十章好，示巴女王拜访所罗门这一段，《列王记上》十章 好，我们现在从第四节念到第五节。好，这里示巴女王见所罗门大有智慧，和他所建造的宫室，席上的珍馐美味，群臣分列而坐，仆人两旁侍立，以及他们的衣服装饰和酒正的衣服装饰，又见他上耶和华殿的台阶，就诧异的神不守舍。我们来看看，示巴女王来见所罗门王，大有智慧，把他心中的问题呢都答上了。他又看到他所建造的宫室，席上的珍馐美味，群臣分列而坐，他的仆人呢穿着华美的衣服，这些都是外面的，所罗门王之外的。那些珍馐美味，那些他的群臣以及他们所穿的华美的衣服和席上的佳肴，都是在所罗门王之外的美好的东西。那可是我们再接着看这个示巴女王，他怎么被所罗门王吸引呢？他说他见他上耶和华殿的台阶，就诧异的神不守舍。当他看到所罗门王呢要上耶和华殿的时候，那个时候他所看到的不是他外在的群臣的华美，席上的珍馐佳肴，他所看到的，他的眼睛单单只看到所罗门王，就是代表耶稣基督自己的荣耀，自己的华美。他被神的荣耀跟美丽所吸引，以至于诧异的神不守舍。我们要想，我们有多少时间我们是在注意那些耶稣基督之外的华美，他的恩赐，他的能力，服侍所带来的成就感，人的肯定，这些就如同所罗门的群臣以及席上的珍馐美味。当然我们的心也很容易被这些外面的东西所吸引，是不是？以至于呢，我们的眼睛有时候不容易那么直接的看见耶稣基督的荣耀，只等到那个时刻，有一个时刻，神吸引我们进入等候神，我们在那里没有别的东西可看见了，我们就像这个示巴女王一样，单单看见所罗门王的荣耀，单单看见耶稣基督的荣耀，发现有一种惊艳之喜，他比一切恩赐更美丽。或许有时候呢，主恩待我们，给我们有一个醒悟的时刻，让我们有一种觉醒。主啊，我一向只看到你把恩赐一叠一叠的堆在我的身边，让我有用了许多恩赐可以做让人羡慕的服事，可是我怎么从来都没有看过那个是这一切恩赐的主呢？我们是不是有时候会这样的？愿神恩待我们，让我们这样醒悟的时刻，当我们单单定睛在耶稣基督的荣耀上，我们会深深被他所发现，他比一切服事、一切恩赐才干更美丽。阿们。这个时候呢，是真的就是神要吸引我们，带我们进入等候神的这个领域的有福的时候了。我们要为这个时刻而欢喜快乐，因为今天下午他用他自己的话语来成就他要做的事情，让我们呢在这几天脱离所有的工作，脱离一切人的赞美跟工作的挂碍，让我们在这里有一个时刻，单单定睛在王的身上，看见他的荣耀，在吸引我们，就带领我们进入这一条猛虎的道路。
阿们。所以呢，我们进入安静等候神非常简单，单单爱耶稣。我在牧灵教会上安静等候神，从第一堂课就是这样，单单爱耶稣。他们也非常简单，就这样子被吸引进入了。所以其实等候神呢，说来不难，就是这一句话，单单爱耶稣。当我们爱他的时候，他会用一种奇妙的恩膏来吸引我们，带领我们进入这条道路，是只有圣灵能带领我们进入，而且是用爱来带我们进入。除此之外呢，别无道路。这样我们会更加认识耶稣基督是唯一的道路，他也是进入等候神唯一的真理，就是单单爱耶稣基督。好，我自己进入这一条门活道也是这样，很简单的被吸引。因为我到教会的第一天呢，我就被神大大的吸引，我被圣灵浇灌，然后他吸引我，很快乐，如同在天上飞，不知道有几个月之久。我只知道我每天呢，都好像在云层上飞一样呢，从一个很多愁善感的人呢，没有多久呢，就把我改变成一个非常快乐的人，然后吸引我去读圣经，然后我还喜欢祷告。我因为很喜欢祷告呢，就每天喜欢花时间蹲在那里。那个时候我还没有听过等候神的道理，我只知道这样做呢，祷告让我很快乐。祷告完之后呢，享受神的爱，那个爱吸引我，那个爱吸引我在祷告之后停留，逗留在他的脚前。我过了好多年才知道，这叫做坐在耶稣的脚前。所以这条道路很简单，不需要知识，只要一个条件，就要单单爱耶稣，他的爱就会吸引我们进入了。那因为这样子就会停留，花时间多留在祷告之后的同在中，以及去喜欢聆听他的话，这样不知不觉就被带领进入等候神这一条道路。几年来就是这样很自然的走着，也没有什么环境，也没有什么知识，就是喜欢这样，很享受，这样很快乐。他给我生命充满了力量，也充满了乐趣。那这条路何等的简单，何等的蒙福。今天呢，主要把这一条很简单的道路赐给我们。我相信它不会再是一条小路，而是在这末后的时代呢，基督在为教会预备心腹。他给我们每一个人都有两个呼召，一个是大使命的呼召，一个是心腹的呼召。圣灵在预备教会，因此呢，随着传福音，这个心腹的呼召也要传到地极。所以在路加福音里头呢，当那个玛利亚，她用香膏膏耶稣基督的玛利亚，她膏了耶稣基督之后，主说这里人所做的事，不管以后呢福音传到哪里，都要诉说他所做的事情，好吗？这一个玛利亚的香膏体贴神的心意，就是一个心腹的心。那要与传福音的信息传到哪里，这个玛利亚香膏的信息就要传到哪里。今天的福音传到哪里，信户的信息也要传到哪里。阿们，阿们。因为这已经是末后的时代了，圣灵在预备基督的再来，在为教会预备基督。因此今天呢，我们来在这里，他给我们一个环境，我们坐在这里，没有看见服事，没有看见人的需要，单单在这里只看见耶稣基督的荣光。单单在这里呢，他用他的爱在吸引我们的时候，我们就要快跑跟随他。这份恩膏是要给所有的人的，
阿们，不是少数人的，这份恩膏是要给众教会的，不是给某一个宗派的。阿们，哈利路亚，谢谢主。
We're going to have an opportunity now to just love Jesus.
我们现在有一个机会，就是要单单的爱耶稣。
Maybe Mary will come and help us a few minutes.
玛利亚
，We sing that little song, Alleluia.
我们来唱《哈利路亚》这首歌。
You know the bride is going to be made up of Chinese.
你知道很多耶稣的心腹就是中国人，这些东方人。
Africans.
还有非洲人。
Indians,
还有印第安人、印度人
，Indonesia,
还有印度尼西亚的人
，Oh, and U.S.
还有美国人
，The bride is all of us.
就是我们都是他的心腹。
We're all called.
我们都被这样呼召。
As our sister said, and today we're going to practice.
所以今天我们要来操练。
Just loving Jesus.
就是爱，单单的爱他。
And he will bring us into his presence.
他就会带我们进入他的同在。
And he will work inside of us.
他会在我们里面做工。
In our inner man.
在我们的里面的人。
Shall we start with this chorus, Alleluia?
在我们一起来唱这歌 ，Hallelujah。
Higher, maybe.
这怪袍水泥，我心向向日子你情，虽然南风吹来，虽然北风心起，却此我人总相继，我自全然美丽，我自保我心意，虽不能言谋，我的我的爱足到底，主啊你吸引我，我就快跑水心深深与自你情，虽然南风吹来，虽然北风心起，却 是我心短的爱意。哦，耶稣，我需要你连接我，完全是你。
们就是要这一个早上晚上你都在我们的谢谢里好好的享受你自己。
各位弟兄姊妹平安，有几件事情啊报告。就是中午或是饭后啊，就是傍晚饭后，我们可以有宿舍，中间有几个是休息室啊，可是各层楼有男生女生，请大家留意那个位置啊。如果说你没有住宿的，你没有住宿的啊，你可以明天开始啊，明天开始中午可以利用那个时间去休息。啊，欢迎你就是电梯的两边啊，电梯的两边啊，没有住宿丁子妹，你可以利用那个地方可以休息，好好的追求。另外啊，就是如果洗手间哈 因为丁子妹有反应啊，看到许多缺点，我们也第一时间跟中心反应啊，如果洗手间后面的地方有故障的，暂时不要使用，可以欢迎到各层楼间的两侧的洗手间使用。啊，谢谢大家。另外，陈海玲姊妹来没？好，还有一位蔡兴坚姊妹来没？啊，你们住501房间啊，这些钥匙我会交给你们。好，那我们今天下午的聚会就到这里，等一下我们就可以到餐厅用餐。啊，欢迎弟兄姊妹，啊，谢谢。